Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Wednesday, my friends. Wednesday, the 28th day of April 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Reverend Manning, James David Manning, is going to be joining us on a host of issues with his expose and his continued investigation of Barack Hussein Obama. He will be joining us coming up in the next hour. Then we have Christine Ebersole, star of television, films, and, of course, the theater. She had quite an experience with the TSA over the weekend, and she'll tell her story here for the first time coming up for about 30 minutes for part of the third hour today. And then we've got Judge Andrew Napolitano joining us to talk about the fact that he's being demonized by the ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center, along with Ron Paul, myself, and many others. But they are certainly picking very, very popular, very, very mainstream people. I mean, Ron Paul has got over an 80% approval rating. Napolitano's views are very populist, very popular. You've seen all the national polls where 80-plus percent of the public, including many Democrats, close to a majority of Democrats, disagree with what the government's doing. And so they want to divide us along party lines. Well, I'm just outside of the whole party line situation to begin with. I'm not bipartisan. I'm not in that controlled system. And we're also going to discuss the Arizona situation, because Judge Andrew Napolitano, but we're going to play that clip when we come back in the next break. He has said he thinks what's happening in Arizona is a bad idea from a political strategy point of view. And I can certainly see his point of view and agree with him to a certain extent. What's constitutional is to have the federal government do their job and protect our borders and prosecute people that knowingly hire illegal aliens. That would fix the problem very quickly, not have two or three raids of a meatpacking plant or a Walmart every year. You know, you got a million plus illegals coming in a year, tens of millions here, and then they arrest a few thousand at staged raids. I mean, give me a break. It's kind of like these Goldman Sachs hearings they're having right now. They're burning a few low-level underlings for, you know, selling cruddy derivatives and telling their customers it was AAA gold, consciously knowing it was crud. Or, well, you've all seen the senator quoting the email because he had to explain what they were saying. Senator Carl Levin talking about Goldman Sachs execs saying this particular stock is absolute crap, but they use the S-H-I-T term with a Y on the end of it. It's caused quite a sensation. So we're going to play an edited version of this. A lot of talk radio, because it is part of the government, a senator said it, are airing it on mainline radio. There's no way the FCC can go after them. They're airing it on cable networks because this was said in the U.S. Senate. This is in testimony. This is what was said, and the people have a right to know it. But I'm not going to play it here. Plus, it's ridiculous. You kill a million Iraqis in a fake war, in a fraudulent war, and that's okay, and torture's okay, and torture of children's okay, but heaven forbid somebody hear a cuss word. I mean, that's how ridiculous things have gotten in this society. So that is coming up as well in this hour. I also want to take phone calls, but I would specifically ask listeners, because I want to hear what you have to say on this. What did you think watching the Goldman Sachs hearings yesterday? Dog and Pony Show, whitewash? What do you think about Blankfein testimony? I've got a clip of him on Fox News where he was just lying perpetually. That's all coming up as well. We'll tell you what's happening with the stock market globally as it plunges right now. Carbon tax is completely collapsing worldwide. Great news on that front. Stay with us.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
$600 million of Timberwolf securities is what you sold. Before you sold them, this is what your sales team were telling to each other. Got it? 105?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Look what your sales team was saying about Timberwolf. Boy, that Timberwolf was one deal. They sold that.
This email was from the head of the division, not the sales force.
It's an internal Goldman document.
This was an email to me in late June.
Right.
And you sold Timberwolf. Transaction.
No. You sold Timberwolf after as well.
We did trades after that.
Yeah. Okay. And the trades after.
Context might be helpful.
The context, let me tell you, the context is mighty clear. June 22 is the date of this email. Boy, that Timberwolf was one deal. How much of that deal did you sell to your clients after June 22, 2007?
Mr. Chairman, I don't know the answer to that, but the price would have reflected levels that they wanted to invest.
Oh, of course. But they don't know what it says. You didn't tell them you thought it was a deal.
Well, I didn't say that.
No. Who did? Your people, internally, you knew it was a deal, and that's what your email showed.
I think the context, the message that I took from the email from Mr. Montag was that my performance on that deal wasn't good, and I think the fact that we had lost money related to that wasn't good.
How about the fact that you sold hundreds of millions of that deal after your people knew it was a deal? Does that bother you at all? You sold a customer something?
I don't recall selling hundreds of millions of that deal after that.
All right. Let's take a look. Exhibit 166, series of emails. First is June 26, 07. That's after June 22. July 1, 2007, tells the sales force the top priority is Timberwolf. Your top priority to sell is that deal.
Mr. Got it? My comment was I didn't recall the sales.
You got it?
We're trying to sell.
Okay, you're trying to sell a deal, and it's your top priority. Come on, Mr. Sparks.
Well, Mr.
Should Goldman Sachs be trying to sell, and by the way, it sold it, a lot of it, after that date. Should Goldman Sachs be trying to sell a deal?
Well,
can you answer that one, yes or no?
There are prices in the market that people want to invest in things. I didn't use that term with respect to this deal.
No, it's your sale. Well, who did use that term? Who's Tom Manta? Who's Daniel Sparks?
That's me.
And who's Tom? I know it is. Who's Tom Montag?
Tom Montag was the head of the division at the time.
And he was telling you.
The head of the Goldman Sachs division on derivatives saying, sell our customers absolute crud. Absolute SH-T. Now, again, we knew this 10 years ago. We knew this 5 years ago. We knew this 2 years ago. We knew this 6 months ago. I mean, every radio show we've done with all of the financial experts and economists, I mean, going back to George Humphrey, economist, local Austinite, businessman, former city council member, very successful financial investor. And I remember he put out audio tapes in 1998. Audio tapes in 1998. Where he laid out how they were setting up a derivatives bubble thousands of times more than all the real money in the world, all the real assets, to bring in world government. 12 years ago. In fact, he's written three books. And I think the first one he wrote, what was it, in about 97, the audio tapes came out in 98, was it Common Sense? After Patrick Henry. You know what? We've got to get those audio cassettes and CDs. And I think we actually still sell them at Infowars.com. We've got to queue it up in the next few days. It'll take time. It's like 9 hours long, if I remember correctly. We've got to find the sections where he breaks that down and play it. 12 years later. I mean, he knew 12 years ago. And anyone who understands financial instruments and fractional reserve banking understands what's going on here. But the point is, he put it out 12 years ago. A year ago, we released the Obama deception. We broke down how Goldman Sachs and others, by name, we cover it in Fall of the Republic as well, now out for 6 months, were going out and creating the Ponzi scheme, not just to become fabulously more wealthy, but to implode the economy by design and destroy their competition. And now, what is it, 5 months ago, they had the five-part series by McClatchy Newspapers, by Greg Gordon. We had him on the show, where they got separate emails from these Timberwolf emails, where they're talking about the exact same thing. Oh, we're going to get our competition. We'll be the last standing. We're going to consolidate things. We'll make money on the way up and the way down. Because they were secretly, a year and a half before the implosion of 2008, on record. Now, we've all known this. This radio audience has known this for a long time. But now the public's learning that they consciously were betting against the crud they were selling people. And they were having insurance companies like AIG, now bailed out by the taxpayer, to pay the guarantees to Goldman Sachs on the crud they created. And that's just one side of the scam. Then they come out and say, oh, we're bankrupt. We need trillions of dollars. the Big Six, the Big Eight, the Big Ten. There's different ways of breaking it down. The news is now calling it the Big Six. Whatever. There's eight main banks that own Federal Reserve stock, but they say six of them own most of it. And it's so secret that the Congress has had a few investigations that thinks maybe there's 10 banks, but the other two are foreign, Bank of England and then a German central bank. The point is, this is a group of absolute total criminals. And look, I know you know that. But we better get this message out to the population, because these bankers are now pushing a financial regulatory bill written by Senator Dodd in the White House, who are completely bankrolled by the most criminal elements of Wall Street. Not all of Wall Street is criminal, just like all banks are not criminal. It's these big mega players that are criminal. And why have they become the main players? Why do they run everything? Why are they so powerful? Why can no one stop them? Because they have unlimited money. They just make up. And it's backed up with government force. That's why. These are Ponzi scheme operators. These are people like Ken Lay and Bernie Madoff who are allowed to play by whatever rules they make up, and then we play by a separate set of rules that they create for us. And the good news is there are some news reports now. There are some banking association documents that I've seen out of Tennessee, Texas, New York, and a few other places where healthy state-based banks and regional banks are coming out and pointing out this is a total fraud by the very mega banks that created the derivatives. So the truth is starting to get out there. And that's good, because this is a life and death situation for our economy. But meanwhile, we've got Goldman Sachs running around Blankfein, their CEO, in testimony yesterday, and he made the rounds on television, CNN, Fox, you name it, CNBC. He's running around saying, man, we've really learned from this. We've learned from our mistake. In fact, I'll play this clip later if we have time. He said, we've learned from our mistake. We just didn't know that this was going to happen. The economy was doing so well, we thought that we just made a mistake. No. All the emails, the documents, their internal memorandum, the orders being given by the directors of the major units of Goldman Sachs across the board was sell toxic poison labeled as mother's milk to investors. And what should really concern everybody is Goldman Sachs is now out in the open. That's how dumb they think we are. The media the last month has been almost universally lying, saying, oh, the banks were upset about this banking reform bill. They don't want it. This is going to get them in line. This is going to end derivatives. This is going to keep our economy safe. And the big corrupt bankers, they don't want it. Then meanwhile, at the critical juncture, Goldman Sachs comes out and says, oh, we actually support this legislation, and we were involved helping the White House craft it. So this would be like Ken Lay sitting as the judge in his own trial and being given a $10 million lottery prize or Publishers Clearinghouse sweepstakes prize for robbing people. I mean, it's too rich. And the system is attempting this because they have absolute and total contempt for the American people and the people of every other nation they're robbing. I mean, why do you think Mexico and Brazil and Asian countries are so bankrupt and people are so poor? Their people are smart, they're hardworking, they're intelligent, but they have never had a chance at freedom. They have been dominated by these systems for hundreds of years. Now we're being dominated by it. That's why America's always been so hated by Latin America and Africa and poor areas of Asia and Eastern Europe, because people knew it was U.S.-backed banks that were in there robbing them seven ways to Sunday. Well, now the very same banks are doing that to us, and we better bring them to justice now, or it's going to be very hard to kick them out. If they're able to fully bankrupt us and get their financial straitjacket in place, it's over for this society. I'm going to come back, finish up with this, then get into the latest on the Arizona situation. We've got Reverend Manning joining us, Christina Ebersole, and Judge Andrew Napolitano today. It's the power-packed transmission, InfoWars.com.
It's no secret why pharmaceutical companies and mainstream media often question the safety and effectiveness of herbal supplements. But isn't it ironic that mainstream pharmaceutical companies are the ones who manufacture overpriced prescription drugs that produce dangerous side effects? Do your own research and compare the herbal supplements offered at researchedherbs.com. Herbal supplements at researchedherbs.com are backed by over 1,100 published clinical trials and endorsed by over 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. ResearchedHerbs.com is home to the world's number one selling liver support formula, and best of all, our products are manufactured by a company that's been around 80 years, produces 20 billion herbal pills every year, and is still family owned. Call 1-800-973-1486 or go to ResearchedHerbs.com. ResearchedHerbs.com supplements. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride.
So, here we are. They've passed their government takeover of health care, but the states are fighting back. The people are beginning to awaken the sleeping giant that is America. The global carbon tax scheme is in deep, deep trouble. Wonderful news out of France, Germany, Australia. They are saying that they are abandoning the global carbon taxes at the national and international level. The problem is they're going to counterstrike at the local level. We've already been hit and hit hard. They're going to suck $2.6 billion, according to Austin Energy, in the next 3 years out of Austinites. Ladies and gentlemen, that's more than all taxation in the city combined each year. I mean, you talk about savaging people with a vicious criminal operation. I mean, these people are bold, if they're anything. And meanwhile, Goldman Sachs CEO on Democrat banking bill, I'm generally supportive. Yes. And then we have several other articles dealing with it. Here's one out of the Examiner. This is Timothy P. Carey. Goldman rallies for Obama in Wall Street reform. And they report that Goldman Sachs is lobbying for this bill to pass. Now, this is a bill that's supposedly going to stop all their derivatives, and it doesn't do that. It gives them the power, because they hold almost every regulatory position, to go after their competition and to go after banks and all financial institutions and all money transfers with a VAT paid into them. See, the bankers 4 months ago, 5 months ago at Copenhagen, man, it's hard to believe how fast time's flying. That was five months ago, almost 6 months ago. They failed to get a direct tax mechanism to the private banks through the carbon taxes. So now they're back with a global banking reform bill. And when you read the agreements that the G20 is hammering out, and when you read the national laws, it all integrates together to give them the exact same system of taxes they wanted before. I mean, there were financial VAT taxes, Tobin taxes in the Copenhagen Treaty. It's like a zombie, a vampire. It never dies. It just keeps coming and coming back and coming back. But the good news is we're beginning to beat them. They got the health care for now. But let's go ahead and play the CEO blank fine, just a quick clip. The full clip's up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I want to play a short clip of him saying, well, you know, we are working with Congress and we learned the mistakes we made. And, you know, we just thought the economy was doing so good. We never thought this would happen. There he is the day that the hearings are televised on national television and all over radio and all over the newspapers, that it finally comes out that it was premeditated fraud, that they knew exactly what they were doing by design and planned the whole thing and even bought insurance on it knowing it was going to go under. So they sold it to people that they knew were going to be robbed, and then they also insured themselves. This is like somebody insuring their own restaurant and then firebombing it, you know, to collect the insurance money. So here he is lying to the nation on Fox News.
Here is Peter Barnes and Lloyd Blankfein.
Mr. Blankfein, long day, but I'd like to look ahead. What's next?
What's next is we are going to learn and take the learn lessons from this period. In fact, we have, and we're going to apply them. And what's next for the Congress is they're going, having done their deep dive, they're going to legislate, hopefully in a bipartisan fashion. And we'll come out with their new set of rules, and we will engage in a very molecular view of our own business and make sure that we make the appropriate changes to our business model.
One thing that is still hanging out there is this SEC lawsuit. As Congress finishes up regulation reform legislation, what's next with that? Is there any consideration by the company and by you to settle that lawsuit with the SEC?
Well, what happens now is we have a complaint, and we have to respond to that complaint, and that process has...
And then it just goes on with more deception. It's come out that Goldman Sachs, including Mr. Blankfein, have had a whole bunch of meetings with Obama quietly in the White House, and that they've been having meetings all over the place with Geithner, who formerly worked for them, and with Bernanke, who formerly worked for them, and with the other regulators that formerly worked with them. I mean, you can't find one senior regulator that didn't work with them and who doesn't own stock in them, who isn't getting the bailout money for themselves. It goes back to Henry Paulson when they asked him, well, you got $200+ million in one payout from the bailout. And the congressman said, how did you do that? That was Congressman Stern. And he said, well, I got a waiver. Who gave you the waiver? Oh, the... Treasury Department. Well, who runs the Treasury Department? Well, I did. He gives himself a waiver. It's like a bank manager giving himself a note that he can rob the bank. I mean, it's fraud. But we'll come back, finish up with this, and get into the situation with the borders and the latest developments with Arizona saying they're going to enforce the law. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Get incredible grip, no matter what the conditions, when you wear MaxFit gloves. Everyone from boaters, fishermen, mechanics, plumbers, farmers, senior citizens, and gardeners are all wearing MaxFit gloves for better grip. MaxFit gloves are made with thin glove technology that is ultra-thin, breathable, will reduce muscle fatigue when planting gardens, pulling weeds, or anywhere you need a more youthful grip. Watch incredible MaxFit gloves videos online at MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFit gloves improve dry grip strength by up to 37% and improve your grip up to 400%. Better than bare hands in wet or oily conditions. If arthritis has crippled your grip, or if you work with your hands and depend on a good grip, then MaxFit gloves are for you. Right now, get two free pair of MaxFit gloves when you go to MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFitGloves.com and use promo code radio or call 1-877-552-5206. That's 1-877-552-5206. MaxFit gloves, incredible grip in any conditions.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Steve Shanky, Food Drag. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a one-month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
All right, I want to put bookends on what developed
to see
in the
still feel. I focus
last day with Goldman Sachs hearings. It's really very simple. Problem, reaction, solution. The private central banks and brokerage firms and investment banks come in, they create derivatives, they create basically counterfeit paper. They sell it to the world. They gain great power through the process. Then when it implodes, they come back and say, okay, pass regulations so we don't make these mistakes again when it's all premeditated. And then the very regulations that are passed give them more power and control to take over the economy. It's very, very simple. And meanwhile, they've got this top lawyer with the Department of the Treasury. Barofsky says criminal charges possible in alleged AIG cover-up. And that's out of Bloomberg today. I mean, the Treasury Department is run by Goldman Sachs operatives like Tim Geithner, who formerly was one of the directors of Goldman Sachs. And so the public is being shown on the surface what appears to be an investigation. And they'll probably send a few underlings to prison for a few years. And they may, you know, hand out some fines that amount to, you know, one penny on the $1,000 these bankers stole. And it'll sound big to the public. Oh, this guy got fined $5 million, and this company got fined $100 million, and this company got fined $20 million, and this guy got 6 months, and this guy got 5 years, and they'll spend, you know, a month in prison. Or it could be like Ken Lay, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars are stolen out the back door. Ken Lay gets convicted, and then he's out on release in Aspen, Colorado, and has a heart attack and supposedly dies. And the word is, from really reliable sources, he's alive and down in Paraguay. I mean, that's how these guys operate. It's just the witness protection program is basically used for these insiders who are tied into national security. And when the heat gets too high and gets too hot, they just stage their deaths. But regardless, most of the people involved with the accounting firms that were engaged in the fraud, with Ken Lay and Enron, they got a slap on the wrist. So that's what's happening there. But I do want to take your calls at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, specifically on the banking and on the situation in Arizona. Those two twin topics. I want to take a few calls coming up before this hour ends, at the start of the next hour, before we talk to Reverend Manning. I do want to get back into the situation in Arizona before I go to your calls. But before we do that, I want to tell you about MySolarBackup.com. If you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on, if so, you should check out MySolarBackup.com. There's never been a better time to start getting off the grid and generate your own supply of electrical power. And it's great plug-and-play solar generators from our sponsors, Lucius from Science. They need no installation and supply household current whenever and wherever you need it, producing electricity directly from the sun. Unlike gas generators, the solar generator runs quietly and emits no fumes. You can call and get a free information packet, 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, or you can go to mysolarbackup.com. And lastly, I want to tell you about a Cola Blue. You don't need well water. You don't need tap water. You don't need to go to the river and get buckets of water. This grabs water right out of the atmosphere. That's what clouds are. I know most of you know that, but I get emails saying, how does this work? It looks like a water cooler without a water bottle on top, and it grabs upwards of 7.5 gallons a day with their smallest unit. They have bigger units, and then it goes through 7 to 12 filters depending on which unit you buy. It's the best, cleanest drinking water you can find. I love it. It's ecolablue.com, 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 or 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043, ecolablue.com. Or you can just trust the government and take all the vaccines and drink all the fluoridated water and not listen to us. Now, we've got to look at all the angles of what's happening. Mexico is a collapsed country. It is collapsed. It is a failed state by any yardstick, by any political, socioeconomic, cultural yardstick. And it's a shame. It's a rich nation with resources, rich with intelligent, hardworking, smart people. And when I get up here on radio and I talk about elements of La Raza and Mecha who call for killing the gringos or call for Aslan, or call for the plan of San Diego, that's a fact and has to be covered. But that's like the media saying that all the Tea Party people are racist. No, the vast majority are not. And so it's an oversimplification. And that was not my intention yesterday, but I did hear some of the rebroadcast. And if you didn't listen to the whole hour, I tend to get long-winded. Everyone knows that. I think it's been called diarrhea of the mouth before. But I was listening to about 30 minutes of my rebroadcast, and I was jumping around on different topics. And I want to be 100% clear. This is a nation of immigrants. We're all immigrants to this country, even if it was 10,000 years ago and your ancestors came across the Bering Strait from Asia, the original inhabitants of North America. They're the folks that hunted out the woolly mammoths and the mastodons and hunted out a lot of other species that were here. We know they were here a long time ago. The issue is Mexico is a criminal government, like most other governments, but it's one of the most criminal. And it's totally run by the big central banks in New York, They have more billionaires per capita in Mexico than any other country in the world because they have stolen the riches of the people down there. And the American people are now going into the similar bondage that the Mexicans have been under if we don't stop these banking cartels. That's how every third world country has been brought down in history over and over again. And when the countries try to struggle out of it, they will fund revolutionaries to overthrow the government that's legitimate, or they'll fund a neighboring country to invade them. And it's just a shame what's happening in Mexico. But you do have the criminal element fleeing justice in Mexico, or fleeing persecution, fleeing the agribusinesses that have moved down there and have destroyed their way of life. I've talked many times about going back 20 years ago when I'd be down in Mexico, you'd see UN biosphere signs everywhere, and they'd take the people's ancestral property they were growing corn on and maize and things and raising cattle on or sheep and force them to move to the cities, to the maquiladoras. And, of course, most of the maquiladoras are now shut down. Under globalization, everything moved to China and India. It's an absolute race to the bottom. And that was all done by design, and Ross Perot tried to expose that and warn people. But secondarily, it is not – states can do anything they want under the Bill of Rights and Constitution except for the powers not expressly given to the federal government. And one of those powers is controlling the borders. And that's why Andrew Napolitano, who's a great constitutionalist, has said that this is a very dangerous situation that's taking place in Arizona. Now, I support what Arizona did because it draws attention to the fact that the government is not enforcing the law and that homes are being burned, ranchers are being killed every week, police are being killed, citizens are being raped and robbed. It is wild, wild west. It is, in fact, worse than wild, wild west. It is road warrior level in many areas of South and West Texas and many areas of Arizona and even areas of Southern California. I mean, it is road warrior doesn't even begin to describe what's happening. And I've been talking about this for 6-7 years as things heated up down there. I mean, I've been saying rocket attacks, murder, bombings, killings, rape, kidnappings, burning buildings. And I'd get emails saying, I don't see that on the news. Well, you weren't reading South Texas news or Southern Arizona news. You weren't talking to people that live down there. You weren't interviewing the sheriffs. I mean, it is insanity what's going on down there. And this type of lawlessness is beginning to spread deeper into the country. So we must secure the border. The bipartisan federal plan of Bush and now Obama is just, yeah, we'll fix the illegal alien problem. We'll just legalize them all. Well, if we completely capitulate and say unlimited numbers of people can come here, when there's 6,250,000,000+ people outside the U.S., that's conservative. There's over 6.5 billion, and that's an old number. So 300 million out of that, you get 6.2 plus. 6.2 billion people, they want to come here. Not just because it was land of the free, home of the brave. If there was no welfare, like there was 100 years ago, and the churches and local communities were the welfare, then we could take 30 million people from Mexico alone. But we can't do that, ladies and gentlemen, because when they get here, big government shoves a welfare trough in front of them because they want them as pliant political slaves that they can use as a political weapon. And that's why I have to throw everything I've got against this, because I see the program very clearly. And I have the SPP documents where they said we're going to use the border collapsing as a pretext to set up the North American Union. We're going to use financial crises and we're going to use biological crises, i.e. the flu. And you've seen them do all of that. Every time there's a crisis, the answer is just get rid of the borders. That will fix it, have a unified system, which then brings us all under tyranny. I want liberty in Mexico. I want them to be free. I want their people to have big houses and swimming pools and to build big cities. And I'd probably move there. I love Mexico. It's a love-hate relationship, though. Beautiful, wonderful place. But it's in squalor in so many areas, and it's falling apart. And America is going to fall apart like that if we don't do something about this right now. I mean, do you know how people live in Latin America? Have you been there? I've been there. Have you been to Central America? I've been there. I've been quite a few places. It is hellish. Troops with machine guns everywhere. Barefoot kids walking around with sores on their faces. Sewage running down the street. Chickens running around the middle of the road. And now what is America starting to look like? Troops with machine guns. Checkpoints. I mean, just the whole thing. It's happening. And we've got to do something about this now. Now, I want to go to Nick, Earl, Matt, John, and Alex, but let's play Napolitano's concern here. And then when he's on with us, coming up later in the last hour of the show, I can get his take on this. But I really respect his deep insight, and I understand the point he's got here. But then I also have some caveats with a different perspective. So let's go ahead and play this clip.
And the president.
Real quickly, what I got here is Governor Brewer signing this immigration bill.
She is going to bankrupt the Republican Party in the state of Arizona. Look at what happened to the Republicans in California with the proposition.
That happens.
Hispanics, who have a natural home in the Republican Party because they are socially conservative, will flee in droves. She's also going to bankrupt her state because no insurance company will provide coverage for this. And for all the lawsuits that will happen, for all the people that are wrongfully stopped, her budget will be paying for it. Her budget will be paying the legal bills of the lawyers who sue on behalf of those that were stopped. This will be a disaster for Arizona. To say nothing of the fact that it's so unconstitutional, I predict a federal judge will prevent Arizona from enforcing it as soon as they attempt to do so. That would probably be tomorrow.
Wow, Judge. All right, Judge Napolitano, the definitive statement.
But see the position the country's put in. The feds will not protect the border, and it is their authority, their job, their duty, their responsibility. They will not do it. Arizona is being overrun, and so Arizona passes a law, and the media misconstrues it. I've read the law. It says that if you have probable cause, suspicion, that means if you pull somebody over and they're drunk and they're an illegal alien and they got a consular matricula card in their wallet, you take them to jail, and then they're deported. I mean, Mexico will deport you in a minute. That's another issue. It's how bad Americans are treated in Mexico. I mean, you know, you start demanding your rights down in Mexico, they'll just shoot you. I mean, they don't play games down there. And, you know, he's right about the fact that federal courts are going to rule it unconstitutional. But then that brings us to the point of, what do you do when the federal government won't do its job? Well, under the 9th and 10th Amendment, the states can do one thing. They can pull out of the union because there isn't a union. The union doesn't exist anymore. It's run by Lloyd Blankfein. It's run by people like Henry Paulson. It's run by these crooks who love wrecking things so they can consolidate them. What's a mosquito do when it sticks its proboscis down into your skin into a capillary? It injects a saliva, an acid enzyme that dissolves the cells so that it can suck the juices into its belly. And that's what they do. They dissolve a nation. They dissolve a country so they can consolidate it. They don't care if it wrecks the society as long as they get the power and as long as they get the control. And so we've got a Democrat says Arizona law like Nazi Germany. No, what Nazi Germany is the federal government that's now so concerned about illegal aliens' rights, the federal government that runs warrantless checkpoints, paying local police with grants to take blood without warrants, or to have naked body scanners in the airports, now going in mobile vans on the streets and trucks, and federal programs putting ATF deputized local agents in the schools to brainwash your children and having federal grants for laptops, watching kids at home as they undress. That is Nazi Germany. Nazi Germany is the Patriot Act. Nazi Germany is torturing Iraqis to death. Nazi Germany is attacking countries that have done nothing to us. Nazi Germany is having a big, out-of-control central government. That's what Nazi Germany is. Nazi Germany, I mean, what is Arizona? Like half Hispanic? Nobody's going to pull anybody over with brown skin. Half the cops are Hispanic. They're Americans. But if you see a truck full of eight people in the back and they're driving around drinking beer, right? I mean, the funny thing is I watch illegal aliens drinking beer every weekend in the backs of their trucks because I know the cops leave them alone. You try being a citizen, I don't care if you're Hispanic, black, white, whatever it is, guzzling beer. And everybody knows what an illegal alien looks like. Okay, they're wearing cowboy hats. They got cowboy boots. Normally they've been doing construction work. There's dirt all over them. And, you know, when they're driving home, and people say, well, that's a job nobody else will do. Oh, really? Americans, regardless of what color you are, you used to can make a good living in construction. And now it's driven the price down so much that it's destroyed our economy. See, when you pay people less, it destroys the economy. When you pay people more, then people have more money to spend. An example of this is 50 years ago, Freudian slip, McDonald's, the Walmart of fast food, began putting trays out that said thank you. And they got people to throw away their own trash. Now you go in a McDonald's or any other fast food place, they're filthy because the corporation has trained you to not expect to go to a clean restaurant when they can be paying some entry-level teenagers to be out there keeping it clean. And what, you pay 5 cents more for the hamburger, but then you have an economy. See, this is a strip mining economy. All right, whatever. You've seen what NAFTA and Gatt and open borders have done. You've seen the proof is in the pudding. The proof is in the results.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool. And that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
Federal agents, we are armed!
All right, coming up at the 8 after second segment, we're going to have Reverend Manning on the latest on his quest to expose Barry Sitaro, a.k.a. Barack Obama. And we've got Christina Ebersole with her harrowing tale with the TSA in the airport. And then, of course, we've got Judge Andrew Napolitano joining us. Right now, let's go to Nick in Arkansas. You're on the air, Nick. Thanks for holding.
Thank you, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I'm about listening to you for about a year now, and I just want to tell you that we're out here fighting the good battle. I'm a Hispanic American, or shall I say an American who happens to be have Mexican roots.
Exactly. I'm not a European American. I'm not a Native American, even though I have some Native blood. I'm just an American.
Exactly, exactly. And I guess I just wanted to call and say that I do support this new law in Arizona, and also I think that the rest of the states need to pass this, because if people would just wake up to what the New World Order is and the agents and tools that they use to take over our nation, then they too can break loose of this paradigm that they're stuck in.
Exactly. I mean, look, the big banks, the federal government, the globalists, worldwide, the UN wants no borders. This is a very simple equation. They want to bring down wealthy Western nations. They don't want upwardly mobile middle-class people, whether it's in Japan or the United States. They don't care. And they want to bring in giant populations that are politically ignorant, if that's possible. Americans are pretty ignorant on average, to rewrite the way this system works. Because in a democracy, 51% can vote to rob the other 49. And they've been teaching that we're a democracy when we're a republic. And look, I want freedom for Mexico. And as long as they use the United States as a steam valve for people that would be down there taking their country back. I mean, Mexico has never had freedom. And that's why freedom is so special. Most nations have never had freedom. And when you get freedom, you produce incredible wealth. When you have tyranny, you don't have wealth for the average person. Anything else, Nick?
Yes, just a quick comment just to let you know that we are waking up other Hispanic or other Americans who are Hispanic to the New World Order. Everyone within earshot of my voice, please do not be afraid to use the word New World Order, because that's what it is. It's their own word. And also a quick question. FEMA is starting to stretch out their tentacles into my local government, asking local and city governments to pass an ordinance to require people to have flood insurance because of this new shaded X zone. I'm not really sure about it, what it
is. I'm familiar with it. Let me comment on that, Nick. All over the country, people who are on hilltops who've never flooded are being made to get flood insurance, and it's more total federal control. And we've got the federal government coming in saying they want to regulate salt now and decide what you can eat. I mean, it's just that they have no jurisdiction. Again, the federal government does everything it has no jurisdiction to do and doesn't do the things it has jurisdiction to do. Earl in Maryland, you're on the air, Earl.
How are you doing? Hey, how you doing today?
Good.
Yeah, I've been listening to your show. Basically, I have been, somebody basically introduced you to new chains and all that. And my opinion about everything is just, yeah, as far as the new world, I know I'm not down for it at all. For real, this, it needed to be destroyed right away because of some fact it's so corrupted. And so many people that actually ended it, like from, like, you got Bilderberg Group, Forrest, even a couple of people from like the Congress that ended, like Henry Kissinger, Bill Clinton, Hillary.
They're all in it. The entire leadership of every Western nation is part of this criminal banking cartel that can just make up any amount of money they want, backed up by taxpayers, to buy everybody off. It's fraud. It has to end. But instead, in the name of financial reform, and I appreciate your call, Earl, they're about to give even more power to the crooks. Oh, that'll teach them. That'll get them. That's like, you know, giving a serial killer 10 more people to kill. That'll teach him. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with Matt, John, Alex, and others.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.